series for the next few weeks. Got a special message, though, today. We're having communion in just a bit. And I want to talk about communion today. But communion's all about the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Many of us have never heard. I have told Ronnie. Ronnie told me this morning he'd been going to church, been saved for 15 years. He's never heard just one message on communion. Why we do communion, what's communion about, teaching from that passage, the points of communion. And I'd like to just share it with you this morning from my perspective. Is that okay? Amen? Let's go. Let's go and see what we can find this morning. Communion. Communion. The word communion means what? Say it with me. It means what? It means what? Come one more time. Communion means what? That's where your word community comes from. Community, coming together. You live in a community. This is our community. Amen. We want to come together here. So communion means coming together. Let's push it, Rod. See what we can find. Now, many times we call this the Last Supper. The Last Supper that Jesus had with His disciples. And this is where communion comes from. Do you understand that? Yes or no? Before He would go to the garden, be arrested, to the cross, would die, resurrect, He had this Last Supper. Wasn't the only supper He had with Him. He had probably many, many suppers. They ate together a lot. Matter of fact, Jesus loved eating out. That's where I get it from. You hear me, yes or no? I get it from Jesus and my mother who was a waitress. I love eating out. People tell me, you shouldn't eat out so much. How about you worry about you and let me do what I want to do? How about that? I love eating out. Last Sunday morning in this service, I had two brand new people from McDonald's. I was excited about it. Amen. Ray, we have a good time going to McDonald's, don't we, brother? Come on, baby. But no, I like to eat out. Jesus loved to eat out. He did. That's what they said about Jesus. Remember what they say? They said that He was a what? Glutton. Remember that? And a wine bibber. And a friend of sinners. Well, if you stay in the church, they won't say that about you. But if you get out here in your town and do, they'll probably say that about you too. And good, just say, spell my name right. Amen. Say. So Jesus ate out. He ate with His disciples. This was His last time eating with them. It's called the Last Supper. And when the hour was come, Jesus sat down with the 12 apostles with Him. And Jesus said unto them, I've desired to eat this Passover with you. So it was more than just a meal. It was Passover that He was sharing with them. Before I do what? Suffer. And they had heard about things, but these disciples, they would be just like you and me. Man, when you've seen Jesus walk on water and do the miracles and stuff like that, you can't get in your brain that somehow He's not going to kick Rome's butt. You can't see Him dying and being defeated, in essence, in their mind. They couldn't see that. This was crazy talk to them. But Jesus kept telling them, guys, I'm going to suffer. It's the last time I want to do this before I suffer. For I say unto you, I'm not going to any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the what? In the kingdom. We're going to have supper with Jesus. But not till we get there. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? Until that time, everything that touches my mouth, I want to give Him praise for it. Yes or no? Amen. I have zero problem praying over my food. You know why? Because I like food. Amen, say. I had donut sticks yesterday with Danny. From McDonald's, they got donut sticks now. They're not really that great, but of course, I ate them. Anyway, I'm not going to eat anymore with you till we get to the kingdom, till it's fulfilled. He took the cup, He gave thanks. He said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I'll not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. He took bread, He gave thanks. He broke it. He gave it unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me, sitting with His apostles. Likewise also the cup after the supper. And He said, this cup is the New Testament or the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Can you imagine their mind? What are they thinking? These are fishermen. They're not the brightest bulbs, to be honest with you. What? Can you imagine? And so that's called the Last Supper. And He spent time with them having this meal together. So communion, let's talk about it today. We're going to look at a whole other passage. But I wanted to look at that one just so we could see it. before we go to 1 Corinthians. But let's talk about communion. Y'all with me so far? Yes or no? Y'all good? Come on. Communion means, say it with me, a what? State of what? Intimacy. When you have communion with somebody, let's commune together. Let's come together. Let's get together. Let's get together at your house. You understand? It's a state of intimacy. It's getting close with folks. That's what communion is. It's getting close with folks. Y'all understand that? Yes or no? Communion ain't just something we just go do. I'll do it. And a lot of people do. They get in line. That's what they do. They leave. Listen, communion is a time for us to get close. Amen. That's why when y'all get out there by the crosses, come on in. Like a huddle, baby. Come on. It's a state of intimacy. It's sharing common interests. That's what the word communion means. Communion can be used for other things. All right, but it means sharing common interest. It literally means, say that with me one more time. It literally means what? Coming what? Those two words. Coming together. And our common interest when we have communion is Jesus Christ. Say that with me. Our common interest when we have communion is who? We need to say that one more time. Our common interest when we come together is who? The church and church denominations have sort of hijacked communion. It's a church thing. No, it's a Jesus thing. Did you understand that? Yes or no? It's about Jesus when we come together. It's about Him. If you've been divorced in the Catholic Church, they won't let you have communion unless that marriage has been annulled. I know some of you don't like me saying that. Well, they shouldn't teach it then. You know what I call that? Bull. Quote me. Since when did you become in charge of my communion with Jesus Christ? Did you hear me? Yes or no? A lot of churches have closed communion. That means if you come, like for example, if you come to this church and we had closed communion, it would mean we gonna have communion, y'all get out. That's what a lot of churches teach, closed communion. If you're not a member, people ask me that, can we have communion if we're not a member? Since when did membership and fellowship take priority over Jesus? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yeah, man, come on. I'd be mad if it was me. Your Jesus' blood was shed. He saved my sorry tail. And somehow you saying I can't have communion? Get out of my way. But anyway, I've just got a little bad attitude. This is just a big deal, guys. Amen. But you know what? I guess if communion means coming together and I ain't welcome, then maybe I should go somewhere else. You hear me or not? I want to have communion where I feel like I'm having communion with folk. At fellowship, here's what we do. Not because we got it all down pat, but we believe in the shed blood of Jesus. We believe He died on the cross, He rose from the dead, and we believe that your faith is in Him. When you put your faith in Him, that's how you're saved. Yes or no? Amen. Now back home, did y'all have closed communion? They'd be allowed to have. They just need to be saved. Correct? And that's how we are here. We don't believe you should take communion if you're not a believer in Jesus. Yes or no? Well, I have communion and it's about Jesus, but I don't believe in Jesus. You hear me? Yes or no? No. And it's not just a simple belief that He existed, but that He is my Savior. He's my Lord. I believe He died on the cross for me. I believe He rose from the dead for me. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? So communion. I'm getting a little sideways, but I think it's important that you hear some of that. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 11:18. So the word communion means coming together. It's right in the Bible many times. Look at it. This is this communion passage that Paul gives us over in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For first of all, when you what? Man, y'all going to have to help me. One more time. Let's read that again. For first of all, when you what? Thank you. Come on. Keep going, Raj. We're just going to... Same passage. When you do what? I'm getting a clue now. Let's read another one. Wherefore, my brethren, when you what? All in the same passage. All talking about communion. So the word communion means what? We could simply say this morning, we're having come together right after the service. Y'all understand that? We're going to have a state of intimacy right after the service. Y'all understand? We coming together. We're going to have a time of real community this morning right after the service. Amen. You got that? So, what is it that we have in common when we have communion? His name is who? No, we have church. We're having church. I go to church. I have common church. Look, I love our church. But what we have in common in fellowship is Jesus. That's what binds us together, not the name Fellowship Church. Not 140 Rotunda West Boulevard. Not this building. That is not what that binds us together. That's not what gives us community. What gives us community? His name is Jesus. Get that down. What we come together for is Jesus Christ. Amen. Keep pushing me, Raj. So let's talk about it now. We've laid the groundwork, and we're making good time. Here we go. Let's see what we can unpack today. So what do we need to do to come together? What's involved in us coming together for communion? This is from the Scriptures, just some things that I've learned and I've picked out. Let's just see what we can put on the screen and learn a little bit today. So, some simple words. What do I need, Pastor, for communion? Well, here's the first thing you need to do. Say that with me. You need to do what? One more time. You need to do what? I'd like one more time because there's about five or six of these. They're not hard, but I want you to remember them. Number one, you need to get what? You need to get focused. Communion is important. I agree with the Catholics. Now, I don't agree that they believe that the actual bread turns into the body of Jesus. That's called transubstantiation. Literally, that bread is the body of Jesus. It's not. It's bread. They believe the wine, we use grape juice, actually is the blood of Jesus. It's not. It is what? It's grape juice. But you know what? I believe they can teach us some things, the Catholics, because the weight that they put on it. And I think a lot of times we haven't put the weight on those elements that we should. Did you hear me? No, it doesn't turn into the body of Jesus. No, it's not the blood of Jesus. But I'm going to tell you what, spiritually speaking, to me, when I take communion and I'm focused, I'm doing this. This is His body which was broken for me. Does that make any sense? Is it His body? No. This is something I do in remembrance of His body. So my focus is to be that this is very important. Yes or no? Y'all hearing me or not? Yeah, praise the Lord. We ought to praise the Lord. We can learn from other folk. Amen. Come on. And I appreciate that. I really do. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night, we read it a little bit ago, in which He was betrayed, He took bread. The Last Supper, we just read it. And when Jesus had given thanks, He broke it. He said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Paul's saying it a little different way, but he's just recounting what we already read. After the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament. We just read it, the New Covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. This is Paul teaching us as the church. As often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's what? Death until He comes again. This is what we're doing. We're having communion. We have this in common, and we do this until we go to see Him or till He comes back again. Yes or no? Amen. This is what we do. So get focused. Get focused on this. Do this in remembrance of Jesus. This is what we're doing. Yes or no? We're not doing it in remembrance of Gary or the church. Why do we have communion? Our focus is to be on Jesus Christ and what He did for us on the what? On the cross. This is what we do. So get focused. Get focused. That's why we come together. Keep pushing, buddy. Go, 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 go. Push. Amen. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? This is what we're talking about. The bread reminds us of Jesus' physical what? His body. Does the bread actually turn into the body of Jesus? No. But are we to focus on that? And that's the reason we're doing this, because He gave His body. Yes or no? Get focused. They spit in Jesus' face. They buffeted Jesus. They smote Him with the palms of their hands. When we have communion and we're taking that, and that's His body, that's where our mind should be going. Then they released Barabbas unto them, and when they had scourged Jesus, His body, and they delivered Him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor, they took Jesus into the common hall, and they gathered unto Him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped Jesus, this body. You see the focus, yes or no? They put on Him a scarlet robe. When they planted a crown of thorns, they put it on His head in this body. Y'all listening or not today? The focus. A reed in His right hand, they bowed the knee and they mocked, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews. Thank You, Lord, for giving Your body to be broken for me." Does that help a little or not? It does me. They spit on Him. They took the reed. They smote Him on the head. Afterwards, they mocked Him. They took the robe off of Him. They put His own raiment and they led Him away to be crucified. Probably you don't think of it many times, but when we're taking communion, they actually stripped Jesus naked. The Son of God, naked. How embarrassing. How horrific. Anybody would hate that. But this was God's own Son. Boy, communion's important, isn't it, say? This, thank You, Lord, for giving Your body for me. Get focused. We must never forget the physical suffering that Jesus endured on our behalf. Y'all hear, read that with me. We must never forget the physical suffering that Jesus endured on our behalf. This will put some people to sleep, a message like this. Shame on us. We should never forget His suffering. This juice reminds us of His what? Of His shed blood. Get focused. They just got to go to work. They like us. All right, love you guys. And He bearing His cross, He went into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified Him, two others with Him on either side, and Jesus in the middle, His body. Got it? Get focused. Get focused. Too many scriptures, I'm sorry. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, He said, "I thirst." Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar. They filled a sponge with vinegar. They put it upon hyssop. They put it into His mouth. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, say it with me, it is what? His body, broken for you and me. And He bowed His head and He gave up the ghost. Then came the soldiers. They break the legs of the first and the others that were crucified. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that He was dead already. They didn't break His legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced His side. Forthwith came their blood and water. And he saw that bare record. That's John. And his record is true. He said, I'm telling you the truth when I write this down. He knows that what he's saying is true. We must never forget the worth of Jesus' priceless blood that was shed for us. A lot of time on that point. We need to get focused. Say, get focused. That's what communion's about. Getting focused. Getting focused. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. Say that last part with me. And without the shedding of what? Blood, there is no what? Thank You, Lord. I'd be lost on my way to hell if You didn't shed Your blood for me. Amen. This is communion. So get focused. Focusing on the selfless death of Jesus Christ, the Son of God and our Savior, ought to be enough to rebuke the selfishness and senselessness that permeates so much of the church today. Who said that? I did. Bunch of crazy going on in church. Running around, acting like crazy people. Lying like a dog. If you give me your money, you're going to get wealthy. You're going to get your healing. God help us is all I can say. Our focus ought not to be on craziness. It ought to be on Jesus Christ. It ought to be on His body, which was broken. It ought to be on His blood, which was shed. Amen? That was plenty right there that He did for me. If I didn't have two nickels to rub together, I got heaven. Amen? Good stuff, man. So get focused like that. That's strong. I want to be strong on that point. Number two, say that with me. Get focused. Number two, do what? Get what? Get right. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man do what? Examine himself, and so let him do what? Eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily in an unworthy manner, like, no big deal, this doesn't matter, I'm good. I'm going to heaven because I'm good. Can you imagine how Jesus feels when you're trusting in your own goodness to get you to heaven? Say. And you sticking that bread in your mouth. Or that cup that he shed his blood. And you saying, well, I ain't never hurt nobody. I go to church. You need to get right with the Lord. Are you hearing me today? It's not right to put your confidence in you. We don't have communion because we have confidence in you out there. Did you hear me? Yes or no? We don't have communion because we have confidence in the preacher. We have communion because we have confidence in Jesus. You understand that? We love you, but you ain't getting us to heaven. Jesus is. Does that make any sense to you? I appreciate you being a good American, but you being a good American ain't going to get you to heaven. Do you believe in Jesus? Get right, man. Get it down. This cause, the Bible says, many are weak and sickly among you and many sleep. Who knows, till we get to the other side, what all went on down here when people were misusing communion. It's pretty important, guys. You hear me, yes or no? Pretty important stuff. For if we judge ourselves, that's what we should do at communion. Should we judge Sister So-and-so? No. We're to judge ourselves, and we won't be judged. When we're judged, we're chasing the Lord, that we should not be what? Condemned with the world. So number one, get focused. Number two, get right. Get right. Coming together ain't a spectator sport. Coming together ain't for me to look at somebody else. Look at old so-and-so. I can't believe she's taking communion, living like she does. Quit doing that, if you are doing that. Communion is a huddle. It's a huddle. It's a huddle. We come together in communion. What are you putting into it? What do I mean by that? Are you getting right with the Lord? As we get out there, are you getting right with the Lord? What effort are you making about your sin? Not my sin, your own. What are you bringing to the table? Amen. Say, what kind of sins, what kind of appreciation, what kind of praise, what kind of effort are you making? Yes or no? Get right with God. Examine yourself and not somebody else's self. I like that. I wrote that. Say it with me. Examine yourself, not somebody else's. That's country talk. How about examine yourself and not somebody else's self? How about that? Get right. Prepare yourself to give Jesus Christ the worship that he deserves. Get right. I got to push, Raj. We got 5 minutes. Isaiah said, woe is me, not woe is everybody else. Isaiah, keep pushing. Isaiah said, I'm undone. Isaiah said, sin, Isaiah didn't say, sin them. Isaiah said, sin who? Me. Get right with the Lord. That's what communion's about. Number three, coming together. Number three, hope they go quicker. I'm dying. Number three, get real. Say that with me. So get focused, get right, and get what? Let's look at this one. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. Now look, if a man hunger, let him eat at home. Communion was never about you getting full. Why don't y'all give us a bigger piece of bread? Why ain't we got a Subway sandwich? Why don't I get a whole 64-ounce thing of grape juice? Why I got a little old cup? It never was about you getting full, fool. Excuse me. If any man hunger, let him eat at home. That you come together, that you don't come together under condemnation. The rest I set order when I see you, Paul said. Just do what I said. Paul was just writing him a letter saying, look, quit acting like a crazy person. Communion is coming together. It's about love. It's about fellowship with other believers. Get real, man. People come to communion. They got aught with a brother. They got aught with a sister. That's a time we get real. We're coming out there to love one another. Yes or no? Amen. Not to be bitter. Not to be disunified. That's craziness. The blood of God's Son cleanses us from all sin. Not just your sin, but that other brother's sin. Amen. So get real. This ain't about food and drink. Communion helps us on a regular basis to put Jesus and others before our own priorities and our own preferences. That's why we do it the first of every month. We want to be clear here that it's about Jesus. It's about others too. It's not just about me. Amen. Say. Get real. Realize you need anywhere. You need anywhere. But if you're so centered on the food, the Bible simply says this. Say it with me. Stay at... Pretty strong talk, isn't it, preacher? Come on. Number four, get along. So get focused, get right, get real. And what's this one say? Get what? Get along. It's been declared. Look at this same passage. Paul writing about communion. He said, it's been declared unto me of you, brethren, by them which are the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you says, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Christ. All kinds of factions going on in the early church. First of all, when you come together in the church, I hear there be divisions among you. This is one reason we have communion, man. There should never be divisions among us. Yes or no? Amen. And when you have Jesus the focus and not the preacher and not somebody that does something around here, we don't worship anybody that does anything around here. Did you hear me? Yes or no? I love the people that do things around here, but I don't worship them. And I hate to be ugly to you. If somebody decides to leave, we'll find somebody else to do it. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And enough people leave, I'll leave. How about that? That's the way church works. Yes or no? Amen. This is a big deal to me. This is a big deal that we get along. Y'all hear me? Now I can preach like this because we do. Amen. I don't look out there and see nobody I don't like. Did you hear me? Ask your preacher back home if you're going back up north. Ask him if he can do that. When you come together, I hear there be divisions. There shouldn't be any of that at all. We need to get along. No divisions, no factions, no politics. Because if you do these, there's no worship and there's no point to even have communion, is there? Yes or no? Say. Have I really wore you out on this message? Y'all look like, wow, he ran over us with a bus, the communion bus. Divisiveness, resentment, stinking attitudes toward, you know I wrote this, towards each other, makes communion what? Reprehensible. That's not even a word I use, but I liked it for that one. Communion, last point. So get focused at communion. Get right at communion. Get real at communion, relationships. Get along at communion. And number five, get what? Get fellowshipping. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone takes before others his own supper. One's hungry, another's drunk. Paul was saying, y'all got this thing all screwed up. It's just a mess. Don't you have houses to eat and drink in? It's a little bit weird scripture. It'll take me a little more time to talk about it, but I got to go. Despise you, the church of God, and shame them that don't have? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you for this? I ain't praising you, Paul says. I want you to see how they did it in the book of Acts. The book of Acts, the early church. And all that believed were together. And say it with me, they had all things what? That's that word communion. They sold the possessions and goods. They parted them to all men as every man had need. That's why we say here, if you can't give cheerfully, then what? Because we don't want our communion ruined by people giving and thinking they're going to own this place or they're going to own the preacher. That ain't happening. Or that we're supposed to kiss your shoes. That ain't happening. We bow at one person's feet. His name is who? Take a wild guess. Got it clear? Yes or no? That's pretty strong, ain't it? Tough. It is what it is. I want to be like this early church, man. They continuing daily with one what? They got along in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. They ate their meat with gladness. And what kind of heart? Unity. They praised God. They had favor with all the people. The best reputation we'll ever have in Englewood, Florida. Is you know that church at Fellowship? You know, they get along out there. Preacher's a little bit crazy, but you know what? They like him and he likes them, and they just don't seem to be having a whole lot of mess going on over there all the time. That's a pretty good testimony to have. Did y'all know that, yes or no? Yeah. I love that testimony. We need to fellowship. The God will add to the church daily as should be saved if we have this. If we have these ducks in a row, baby, what are they? Get focused, get right, get real, get along, and then get what? God will bless this ministry. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart, of one soul, neither said any of the things of that they possessed, which was his own, but they had all things what? Roger, I got to quit. With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. Boy, communion's important, guys. In the early church, communion was often preceded what was called a love feast. I'm going to quit right there, Rod. Let's just stop right there. We're done. What does that mean? Did you know a lot of times, why the donuts out front? Did you know those donuts? Did you know that? I know it could be something else. But the point is that we have the donuts or refreshments so that we can get together and we can sort of have a little bit of a love feast. Amen? But the biggest love feast we have, guys, is in here on a Sunday morning worshiping. We come in here and we eat up the worship. We eat up the love that we have for one another. Then when it comes time for the Word of God, we eat up the Word of God. Amen? We all should have things in common here, and that's Jesus. Some of you have more money than I have. I have more money than some of you. What does that matter? Yes or no? Does that matter? Yes or no? Some of you have more education than me. Believe it or not, I got some more education than a lot of you. Who gives a hoot? Do you know the Lord? Amen. Yes or no? Your car is better than mine. My truck better than... Who gives a hoot? We come here in unity for Jesus. Amen. So communion means come together. Come on, let's thank the Lord for His Word. Big, big, heavy Word today. That thing was good for us. Good teaching. Amen. Let's get on.